Behavioral Health Education Programs for First Responders. In this module, we will provide information on the various types of behavioral health education programs recommended for all members of your organization. At the end of the training is a resource page with additional materials referenced throughout the training. There is a task book attached to the resource section of this module. This will act as a guide in the development and implementation of an educational program in your agency. This module aims to provide the knowledge necessary to develop, implement, and improve behavioral health education programs within your agency. You will learn about the various behavioral health education programs and the recommended training requirements for each. You will also have factual, evidence-based information to aid you in advocating for such programs to become standard in your organization's training curricula. You will be provided sample slides and links to online materials demonstrating effective training content if you build your education material from the ground up. If a completed product is better for your organization's needs, you will receive contact information from those pre-made materials ready for your consideration. It is pertinent to note that throughout this presentation and many other modules of the Behavioral Access Program Toolkit, the terms behavioral health and mental health are used interchangeably. There are three types or levels of first responder behavioral health training described in this module. The recommended training type depends on each member's rank and/or role within the organization. The three types of training include awareness level, operations level, and technician level courses. Awareness level training should be conducted for all members of an organization. It is a foundational knowledge course providing an overview of many behavioral health topics. Operations level training is designed for supervisors and higher-ranking first responders. It should cover multiple topics, yet focus on how supervisors support mental health efforts within their organizations. Technician level training is intended for peer support members and those in chaplaincy roles. The focus is skill-based, covering various advanced topics, specifically suicide prevention. We will start our discussion of the different types of behavioral health education programs by reviewing awareness level training, as it is the foundation upon which all other levels should be developed. The knowledge and skills presented in awareness level training are relevant to all members within an organization and provide each member a basic understanding of the following: what behavioral health is, what behavioral health is not, why general knowledge of behavioral health concepts is relevant to them, ways to cope effectively with personal and professional stressors, and how behavioral health services can be accessed if they or others are experiencing a behavioral health concern. So if the question arises, who should participate in awareness level training, the answer is everyone in the agency. As no member is immune to experiencing mental health challenges, it is recommended that awareness level training last at least 1 hour, but no more than two. Any longer than 2 hours and you may encounter several significant obstacles to effective training, including but not limited to scheduling conflicts or loss of engagement from your audience. Additionally, it is recommended that awareness level training be completed at onboarding and yearly after that, as this is consistent with many other pieces of training designed to keep members performing optimally. The three main goals of awareness level training are: 1. To reduce stigma. Speaking openly of mental health initiatives normalizes the subject and offers members a greater level of comfort when dealing with mental health concerns. 2. To promote resiliency. Training your members on adaptive coping strategies and informing them of the various avenues for seeking help strengthens their abilities to effectively handle the stressors inherent to first responder professions. 3. To remove barriers to resources. Informing your members about the myriad of resources available to them enhances overall mental health awareness. It increases the likelihood that members in need of mental health support will receive the help they need and deserve in a timely manner. So how do we achieve the goals of awareness level training? First, we educate our members agency-wide on the mental health risks faced by first responders today. In doing so, we provide them with the knowledge necessary to combat the centuries-old stigma that has plagued first responder service and contributed to the harmful yet prevailing belief that experiencing mental health concerns makes a first responder weak or inept. Next, we empower our members by training them on the specific strategies to help first responders adaptively cope with stresses inherent to the job. In providing this information, we demonstrate continued trust in the first responder's ability to problem solve in challenging situations effectively. Additionally, we increase overall resiliency by helping members cope with stress as it happens, rather than letting it build to the point that it becomes detrimental to the health of that member, their team, or their family. We must also enhance members' understanding of the tools and resources available to support them, regardless of what kind of challenges they may be experiencing. Though they do not need to know the details of every service, they need to know that support services exist, how services can be accessed, and where or who your member can go to if they have questions or concerns. It is important to note that it can be incredibly beneficial to highlight services that utilize culturally competent clinicians who understand the stresses specific to the first responder community. When treating mental health concerns, often the only thing worse than no help is the wrong help. If mental health providers are not familiar with the realities of the first responder service, they may exacerbate a member's negative beliefs. This becomes apparent, for instance, when a member believes they are beyond help and the help offered is ineffective, which further reinforces that belief. Upon completion of awareness level training, your member should 1. Possess a more accurate and comprehensive conceptualization of what behavioral health is and, equally important, what is not. 2. Be able to better recognize the signs and symptoms of behavioral health concerns commonly experienced by first responders. 3. Objectively discuss the risks and rewards associated with first responder service for members, their families, and the broader community. 4. Demonstrate knowledge and practical application of the strategies that can help first responders maintain a healthy behavioral health baseline, resiliency, and the skills that aid effective recovery when personal or professional stressors result in undesired behavioral health consequences. 5. Understand how to access the behavioral health resources available to first responders and their families. This should include those resources directly available within the organization, such as a peer support team or chaplain, and those not directly affiliated and operate independently of the organization's operations, such as a professional mental health treatment clinic. Should you be interested in a complete yet modifiable template of awareness level training, you may contact the UCF Restores Training Coordinator at reactpeersupport@ucf.edu for one potential option. Please see the task book at the end of this module for examples of training curricula you may tailor to meet your department's needs. Whether you develop your own awareness level training materials or you seek a completed product, we highly recommend you do what you can to customize the materials with information from your organization or field of service. Use of agency or professional specific statistics, stories, standard operating procedures, logos, pictures, and other relatable content enhances the experience for your first responders and increases its relevancy to them.